You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Good morning, Jerry. How does today find you?
Today finds me busy. I'm trying to keep track of the radar, giving away Garrison Keillor tickets, a lot going on. And the morning's off to a great start, as always. How is yours?
My morning involves less Garrison Keillor, which is certainly sad. It involves staying dry and talking about Snapchat and Instagram.
And what is the latest with Snapchat and Instagram?
The wars. I feel like we kind of get an update from the battlefront about once a month here on the Social Soundbite. And this, as we are nearing Q1 filings for all of these different companies. It's a time to kind of kick the tires and assess where everybody's at. And, you know, Facebook's kind of full-on attack on Snapchat, where they used Instagram, a social network that they own, to add that story feature that is really kind of just the clone of what Snapchat itself is. Those quick little photos and videos that you scribble on that disappear in 24 hours. Back in August, and that really stymied Snap's growth in Q4. They were all but flat, and that's kind of continued as well. And TechCrunch actually just did a polling of U.S. millennials and Gen Zs, those demographics that many marketers out there try to keep track of, and they are showing that they are loyal. They still prefer Snapchat to Instagram, and I can anecdotally confirm that in my teaching of undergrads here at the University of Iowa. So for whatever reason, though you see Snapchat still under attack, still flat in growth, you see some loyalty there with millennials. That said, marketers prefer to spend their money on Instagram, where the Facebook-like advertising features are a little more friendly. You see a lot of social media influencers, those people that you hear about, that marketers are also paying to get behind or get in front of some of those influencers' audience. You see them preferring Instagram as well. So there's all these things in the tea leaves that, as much as you see U.S. Teens, millennials, digging in behind Instagram, you wonder how long that will last.
I was just begging the question to my a friend of mine, what is next? We have video, we have This Is Your Day, we have Instagram, we have, there's so much going on. What is next?
Well, you know, and it's because we talked about the latest social media news or social media use data about a month and a half ago, Edison's Infinite Dial study that showed that it wasn't so much new things coming along and further distributing out where we're spending our social media time. We're really kind of doubling down on a few core networks like Facebook, like Instagram, like Snapchat at the expense of everyone else, all the other players, the LinkedIns, the Pinterests, and so forth.
So it is the Social Soundbite every Wednesday with Nick Westergaard. And so give us a little bit of how we can follow you and find out more about you directly.
Well, I'm at Nick Westergaard with two A's on most social networks. You can check out everything that we're up to at branddrivendigital.com, including this fall's Social Brand Forum.
Nick Westergaard, every Wednesday, it's the Social Soundbite at 7:50 on 800 KXIC.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.